Something really funny actually that happened was when I was painting pots, people would, the pottery I suppose attracted coach loads of people, but they partly attracted the people at this point because Ed Povey was painting a mural, and you know, everyone, you know, from Wales knew the name. I was on TV all the time, so they all wanted to come and see this character painting, and I was on the mural for months, so you know, so they got plenty of opportunity to do it. So they brought the kids and made a day of it and came on a coach and so forth. So so there were coaches all lined up with people watching the painting. And I used to be up and down to the paint table all day. And so I was very, very unaware of the people, because I was really thinking, all right, concentrate. What colour must that cheek be if it has this influence and that influence? You know, I'm saying, well, the blue of the scarf is slightly turquoise. What colours would that cancel out in the cheek if the cheek is peachy orange and the scarf is blue erring to turquoise? Then the green that's in the scarf would cancel the pink in the cheek, turning it to grey. But that would leave yellow. The yellow of that peach would combine with the yellow in the green of the turquoise, but the yellow would be cancelled out to some extent by the blue and turn green. So I think green might be the colour, but it's going to be a grey-green. So I would work all this out for every patch, and I'd go down the ladder with a yogurt pot and a brush, thinking it's a grey-green, but must convey a sense of the cheek. And I'd go down the ladder and come to the bottom of the ladder and turn around, and there'd be 30 people standing there. And I'd be wearing a balaclava with a Stetson crammed on my head to keep the rain out of me, out of my eyes, and two coats completely covered in paint, fingerless gloves, and I was drenched in paint and completely distracted by those colours that I was having to mix. And I'd look at them blankly, becoming aware that there were 30 people standing there, and I would smile and say, oh, hello, and turn to my paint. I mean, I must have looked, I don't know what I looked like. I looked like the abominable snowman covered in paint.